This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. This is your boy Sam, and I am in London, UK, and you're listening to the Raptors Abroad podcast, the podcast where I break down every single Toronto Raptors basketball game the day after they're played. Why do I do that? Because I have NBA League Pass, and I live on the Greenwich Mean Time time zone, which means that these games take place in the middle of the night for me, or pretty darn late, and I need to get up. So I do get up at my leisure and check out these games the next day, with no commercials, no halftime breaks, no timeouts, no referee checking the replay. Just hit that 10-second skip button, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, after watching games for so many years like this, it is definitely hard for me to switch it up and head back to just watching games on regular TV. The picture is definitely better on the television. The technology is not quite caught up there, but still, just that on-demand aspect and that fast-forward and rewind button. Ugh. I'm spoiled, ladies and gentlemen. Spoiled these days. Alright, so let's talk some Raptors basketball. We are at game 13 of the 2014-2015 regular season. Your Toronto Raptors are 10-2 on the season, which is good enough for number one spot in the Eastern Conference and number two spot in the league behind the Memphis Grizzlies. God, I wish Memphis was still Vancouver. That would be the two Canadian teams on top. That would have been hilarious. So Memphis inactive tonight. So the Raptors with a win could climb for the first time in franchise history to number one in the league, which would be a massive, massive moment for all of us here at Raptor Nation. Massive. Really would love to have this happen, particularly because we're playing against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, a team with a lot of hype coming into the season, deservedly so, but they are off to a rough start. They're at 5-6 right now. They've lost 4 in a row. I've been watching their ball games, and they have not been pretty. And for those of you who are regular listeners to this podcast, you would know that last year I did a little breakdown. I did basically what I did for the Toronto Raptors for LeBron James every game. And I had every intention of doing it this year, and I started to do it. I recorded a couple of episodes, but it's just not been interesting enough. And I hate to do it. I realize I could do a short podcast, but I think it's just a waste of everyone's time. So I'm going to wait. I'm keeping an eye on him, and I'm using that extra time, by the way, to keep a close eye on our Canadian boys, Andrew Wiggins and Anthony Bennett, over there in Minnesota. They actually, even though they're playing terribly, they have a very exciting roster. They've got some good players. Young players, Ricky Rubio, they got Kevin Martin, and they got this guy Shabazz Muhammad. You gotta check out Shabazz. This guy can throw it down. He's certainly a highlight every game. So, using the extra time to keep my eye on the league. So I'll have a little comment on those. Got my little Wiggins watch. He had a great game last night. Actually, I'll probably talk about that a little bit more when we're doing the box score. All right, so this ball game, like I said, big for the Raptors, but also huge for the Cavs. Because as a struggling team right now, they're coming up against the Raptors. And if they are to win this ball game, that's all you're going to read about on ESPN tomorrow, is how the Cavs have righted the ship and they're beating the better teams, and this was just a slow start. Because you know what's been bugging me is the Raptors are getting zero run right now. It's like they're getting no credit for starting 10-2. Like if any team that was expected to start this well did, they'd be getting accolades thrown on them left and right. But the Raptors at 10-2, very little love. I always go to ESPN hoping to read some sort of in-depth article, someone breaking down why they're doing so well. I don't see it. We're still just talking about why the Cavs are struggling or any LeBron sound bites. So we'll see what happens after this ball game, what kind of headlines we're going to be reading. Let's get into it. First quarter. Anderson Varejao, very impressive play here. Tying an NBA record by fouling Jonas Valanciunas 1 second into the ballgame. He fouled him. I think he held him on the opening tip. So I guess you can't really beat that record. So yeah, 1 second into the game, Varejao with the foul. Raptors get the ball. They do not score on the possession. I'll be saying that a lot the next couple minutes. And that foul seemed to fire up Anderson Varejao, by the way. He gets a layup on the Cavs' first possession, then gets some free throws. And then at the 10:50 mark, LeBron James with a lovely behind-the-back dribble with his left hand to avoid Lowry, and then drops it off to Varejao, cutting through the paint for a layup. And Varejao is off to a 6-0 run. Raptors 0, Varejao 6. 9:41 mark, T. Ross trying to fight back. He D's up LeBron really nicely. First time I've seen this happen to LeBron, where he gets trapped in the left corner. Shot clock winding down. He tries to pull up for three, and he hits the top of the backboard, winding up in a shot clock violation. I don't know. I mean, I've seen him miss badly, but that was pretty bad. So nice defense by T. Ross. But the Cavs were also playing good D, and the Raptors could... Not only were they not scoring, but they could barely get a good look at the rim. It was looking like playoff-style defense. And that's impressive, considering both of these teams, by the way, played on Friday night. Coming off a back-to-back, you'll remember the Raptors murdered Milwaukee by 41 points, and the Cavs lost to the Wizards. So they... And they had their starters in the ballgame. Late into the fourth, the Raptors were resting, so we should have been in better shape. But the Cavs were just locking us down. So back to the Cavs highlights, 9:20 mark, two free throws for Kevin Love. They're up 8-0 now. 20 seconds later, LeBron James, great block from behind on DeMar DeRozan. That leads to a Kyrie Irving fast break and layup. 10-0. 8:27 mark. Nice play by T. Ross, I guess, drawing a charge on LeBron James. It was actually a terrible call. LeBron was spinning on the play. I'm not even sure if there was contact. And T. Ross was anticipating the play and went down. Pretty much a big-time flop. I'd be surprised if the league doesn't look at it. But he got the call. So, nice little break for the Raptors, but that did not stop the Cavs. And 37 seconds later, LeBron James gets his layup. Cavs up a dozen, 12-0. 7:30 mark, Raptors finally getting on the board. So 4.5 minutes into the game, Kyle Lowry draining a left corner three. So nice to be on the board, but only 10 seconds later, Kyrie Irving with a pull-up jumper with the answer, and it's a 14-3 lead for the Cavs. 6:44 mark, LeBron James. Straightaway three-pointer. Barely defended. And the Cavs up a dozen again, 17-5. Then the 6:18 mark, LeBron, a beautiful behind-the-back pass to Anderson Varejao on the run. He scoops it up and lays it in. 14-point lead, 19-5. The Cavs, over the next 3 minutes, eventually push the lead up to 18. They're up 26-8. Before the Raptors show a little bit of fight and start to punch back. 3:26 mark, Patrick Patterson in the left corner. Left corner, by the way, became the Raptors' best friend for a big stretch of this ballgame. Patterson, a left corner three. Lead down to 13, 26-13. 1:42 mark, Sweet Lou Williams. Fouled, shooting a three. I think he had two of them last game, and now only playing about 3 minutes before he draws one on the Cavs. Just so impressive with that, with those fakes. And that keeps the lead at 12, 30-18. 34.3 seconds to go. Sweet Lou Williams hanging in the air, taking the contact, floating the ball up and in, and one. And with the free throw, that gives him 10 points in the quarter. So Lou Williams, without him, I don't know where we would have been. Well, I guess I do know where we would have been. We would have been down 20-plus. Because the Cavs continued to feast on offense. They did not stop scoring. And when all was said and done and the whistle blew at the end of the first quarter, Raptors were down 34-21. 13-point differential. They were down 18 at one point, so it did feel like a mini victory as it cut into that lead. But that feeling was somewhat short-lived. Because to start the third quarter, Kyrie Irving draining a triple on the first possession, so the lead is pushed back to 16. And something about that triple angered our boy Grevis Vasquez. And for those of you who are fans of Grevis Vasquez, turn it up. Tune into a few minutes of the Grevis Vasquez show. He answers the Kyrie Irving with a three on the next possession. Then at the 10:47 mark, Vasquez a dribble drive, pull-up jumper, Cavs lead down to 11, 37-26. 30 seconds later at the 10:17 mark, Sweet Lou Williams fouled shooting a three yet again. Incredible. That's about 5 minutes of gameplay for him and the second time he's fouled shooting a three. With the free throws, which he hit all of, the Cavs lead is down to single digits, 38-29. 9:46 mark, Lowry, nice little drive and layup. Revis Vasquez, told you, he was putting on a little show, he wasn't done. Only 15 seconds after the Lowry drive and layup, Vasquez with a drive, drawing free throws. He makes both. Cavs lead now only 5, 38-33. Then the 9:08 mark, Revis Vasquez, gorgeous drop pass to Chuck Hayes, who's rolling to the rim. He goes in fully uncontested. Nice little lefty layup. Cavs lead down to 3, 38-35. 14-4 run for the Raptors at that point. 8:31 mark. Sweet Lou, another gorgeous play. After Kyrie Irving went 1-for-2 for the line, the Raptors go down on offense, swing the ball around. And where would he be, of course? That gorgeous left corner that the Raptors just camped out in for so many stretches. He gets the ball from three. In the three-point area in the left corner. He drains it. Cavs lead down to 1 from 18. 39-38. Then the Raptors, with 4 straight possessions, with a chance to either tie or take the lead. The Cavs either turned it over or missed a shot, but the Raptors just not able to execute on offense. Had some good looks, just ball wasn't going down. And the 6:30 mark, LeBron James, who, by the way, was on the bench for most of that Raptor comeback, with him back in, the layup, he gets a layup at the 6:30 mark, and that pushes the lead back to 5 for the Cavs. 2:13 mark, Kyle Lowry draws a charge on LeBron James on the freight train. And this was the right call this time. He legitimately called it, and LeBron actually was the one who came up gimpy on the other end. I think he knocked a knee or something. So he took him a few seconds to get up. And I'm not hoping LeBron to get hurt, but I don't mind if he gets slowed down for the rest of this ballgame. That's for sure. And I'll tell you what, anyone who watches LeBron James on a regular basis knows that that freight train move of his, where, you don't know what I'm referring to, it's him basically grabbing the ball at one end and then just putting it in fifth gear right away and going the entire length of the court and seeming to only make one little move, maybe one or maybe two moves on the dribble, but basically a straight line to the basket and then either a dunk or a layup. And I often wonder, why doesn't anyone draw a charge on that? And I guess it's for fear of injury. I don't know. Or maybe he really is that slick with his moves and difficult to predict. But Lowry doing a nice job and really putting his body on the line, taking a charge from LeBron James, probably outweighs him by 70 pounds. At least, I would imagine. All right, so 1:43 mark, back to the ballgame. Sweet Lou Williams still continuing his fiery shooting from the left corner, draining yet another triple. Cavs lead is at 1, 53-52. Then the 1:14 mark, Amir Johnson, excellent D on Kevin Love. Love on the left wing from 3, pump fake, gets Amir off his feet, but he doesn't jump far enough into him to foul. Love thought he was going to get the contact. He winds up putting up an awkward shot for the air ball as the shot clock expires, so Raptors win the possession. And on the ensuing possession, Lowry, blistering down the middle, winds up splitting the defense, draws 2 free throws. He makes 1 of 2, and the game is tied. So a tough hump. It didn't feel like the Raptors were, they kept getting it to down 1, down 2, down 1, but finally getting it to even felt like a big accomplishment. 17.5 seconds to go. LeBron James draws 2 free throws. He goes 1 of 2 from the line. And that was actually the first Cavs points the last 4 minutes. So you can't blame this one all on the bench. LeBron came back in with 6 minutes to play, and all of a sudden 5 minutes to play, there was a lid on the rim. The Cavs, like I said, only 1 point in the last 4 minutes off of LeBron James' free throw. And oh my goodness, to close the quarter, I should just cut and paste 2 of the sound bites from last game. Lou Williams dribbling the ball, about 30 feet from the basket, straight on, well defended, puts on a series of dribble moves, drifts a little bit to his right with a jab step, pulls up from about 25 feet, right wing, draining the right wing triple at the buzzer. I mean, incredible. That's three out of five quarters that he's closed, that he's finished with a three at the buzzer. Incredible work by sweet Lou Williams. Really just absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, I wish there was some sort of stat on that. I would love to know how many people have done that many times. And now I don't feel like I'm exaggerating when I say he's got a little bit of that Jamal Crawford in him. What is that clutchness? And that knack for putting the ball in, regardless of where he is and how he does it. So impressive. What a steal. Picking up Lou Williams. I didn't make that big of a deal of it in the offseason. I guess because he's been injured the last 2 years. I didn't realize he had a torn ACL. So coming off a torn ACL, he has really seemed to be getting his game back. And then some. I remember him being a decent player. I just don't remember him being quite this good. And so with that shot, that gives the Raptors a 2-point lead, 56-54. Going into half, their first lead of the game. Talk about taking the wind out of the Cavaliers' sails. Massive. So on to the third quarter we go. The Cavs started out the first 3 minutes playing pretty well, and they take the lead back. However, Amir Johnson left all alone from straightaway three at the 8:56 mark, puts it up and drains it, tying the game at 61. And I love how opposing announcers are always shocked when it goes in. And then they look at his numbers and they say, oh yeah, he's actually shooting 50% from the field. Or from three-point land. And that actually, with that shot, put him over 50%. So, good for Amir. Cavs, however, respond. They score the next 4 points. They take the lead 65-61. And the Raptors then just activate beast mode. Proper beast mode. And if you watch the Milwaukee Bucks game, it looked like stretches of the same ball game. Let me give you the highlights. 6:43, DeMar with a sweet slash through the paint. Lowry finds him off the penetration. He finishes off the glass with the left hand and one. Cavs lead down to one, 65-64. 5:52 mark, LeBron James. Terrible pass inside. Lowry picks it up. He pushes it to the other end. Drops it to Amir Johnson, who makes an actually tough lefty layup. Well contested, but props to Amir for the finish. Less than 30 seconds later, Jonas Valanciunas, lovely offensive rebound off a missed Amir Johnson three-pointer. He picks up the rebound and puts it right back in off the glass. Raptors now up 5, 70-65. 4:45 to go, DeMar DeRozan. Lovely sweeping drive left to right, and he finishes off glass. 4:02 mark, Jonas getting isolated with Kevin Love underneath. That's just a mismatch. Nice little back down move, turns to his right shoulder, and it's just him in the rim. Jonas just goes up and drops it in. 3:33 mark. After Jonas blocking Kevin Love underneath the basket, Kyle Lowry scoops up the ball. He goes coast to coast for the fast break layup. And no, I wasn't skipping over any Cavs highlights, by the way, in those last couple of minutes. That was all Raptors. And when it was all said and done, the Raptors a 15-0 run. And all the Raptors are up 11, 76-65. Anderson Varejao able to end the run with a nifty little post move. But that did not slow down the Raptors at all. 3:07 mark, sweet Lou Williams. Wide open, cutting to the rim. No one picks him up. Lowry finding him, and he goes in for the uncontested layup. I mean, how you miss a guy that's been that on fire? He just was completely unguarded. And then Lou, looking like he was going to break out again, but LeBron making a great play at the 2:43 mark. Williams got ahead of the pack, got an outlet pass, looked like he was going to go in for an uncontested layup, but LeBron with a little mini chase down, and he comes in for a nice block. Ball went out of bounds, though, so the Raptors maintained possession, and on the possession, Lowry, left corner, three ball, Raptors up 14. So, I mean, everything just going the Raptors' way. Even though LeBron with the block to save two, the Raptors come up with three. Just couldn't be going worse for the Cavs for that stretch of the ball game. And then, wow, sweet Lou with a gorgeous play. If you check out the ESPN highlights, you'll see a replay of this. Nice little move here, isolated with LeBron James on the left wing perimeter. Makes, again, a series of nice little dribble moves, finishing with a gorgeous little crossover right to left, and then a little step back. I don't know if fadeaway is a strong word, but a little step back fading shot. He drained it from about 20 feet. Gorgeous, gorgeous basketball by Lou Williams. He's just been in his zone the last couple of games. 130 mark, Jonas Valanciunas blocking Sean the Matrix Marion, which causes a jump ball, which Jonas wins, getting another possession for the Raptors. And on that possession, at the 52-second mark, Lou Williams, another smooth jumper, this time from about 18 feet. That gave him 30 points on the night, and we're still in the third quarter. He didn't even start the game. Absolutely incredible. Raptors again up 18, matching their deficit from the first quarter. And you know what? Lou Williams, 8/10 of a second to go. He got the ball with about 3 steps behind half court. And sadly did not go in, but he wound up hitting back iron. It was actually pretty darn close, considering the degree of difficulty. So Raptors taking a 14-point lead going into the fourth, 85-71. Unbelievable. That's what I'm talking about. So fourth quarter we go, and no drama to talk about, but I will say that our boy DeMar decided it was his turn to play a little b-ball and put some nails in this coffin. So let me reel off a few DeMar highlights for you. There's quite a few. 11:39 mark, LeBron James with the turnover. DeMar using his length again to make a nice steal. He goes on the fast break, winds up drawing 2 free throws, which he makes. 11:05 mark, DeMar 19-foot jumper. 9:21 mark, DeMar dribble drive, pull up 8-footer. 8-minute mark, DeMar 19-foot pull up. And then 7:07 mark, DeMar DeRozan losing Kyrie Irving on the baseline on the cut. Chuck Hayes with a nice bounce pass to find him, and then he just explodes to the rim and hammer dunks it with 2 hands on 2 different Cavaliers. Lead still at 18, 97-79. And shortly after that, LeBron James checking out for good at about the 6:20 mark. And the only thing I'm going to talk about from here, as far as the ball game goes, was the fans. Huge contingent of Raptor fans attending this ball game. It was awesome, and they're all in one section wearing the jerseys, flying "We Are the North," "We the North" signs, chanting "Let's Go Raps." And I'll tell you, the chant was loud, especially the last 2-3 minutes. It sounded like, almost like they were in the ACC. That, my friends, is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. If I heard a "Let's Go" whatever team in the ACC, this whole podcast would be about that. I would be railing the fans. So that's gotta hurt. Especially doing it to LeBron James in Cleveland. Tough to be a Cavs fan right now. But I don't feel bad for you. Y'all won the lottery 3 out of 4 years and LeBron came home. But you gave up our Canadian boys. You gave up Wiggins. You gave up Bennett. You hung on to Tristan. You could have had the top 3 Canadian players basically in the world on one team. That would have been interesting. But instead, you had to break it up for K-Love. It's not working out so well in Mini right now, but like I said earlier, Wiggins, a nice little ball game. We'll get to that in a second. So Raptor fans, props to you. Props to the Cavaliers broadcasters, by the way. They gave Lou Williams, or the broadcast team, they gave Lou Williams player of the game. Rightfully so. But still, oftentimes they'll don't want to give it to their own player, or they just might not mention it, so good for them. And Raptors win this ball game by 17, 110-93. So what does that mean? Well, let me take a look at the standings. Not that I haven't already been gazing at it. I'm just giddy even saying it. If you go and take a look at the league standings right now, you will see the number one team in the NBA is your Toronto Raptors, ladies and gentlemen, at 11-2. Memphis is tied with them, but they list Toronto on top. And I'm going to say that's for a few reasons. That's probably because number one Toronto beat them this year. Maybe because we have the largest differential in wins in the entire league. We're winning our games. We're not just winning games. we're winning by an average of 12.2 points per game. I remember when I was just excited if that game wasn't a large red number. Or even a tiny green number was really exciting, even with a losing record. But no, now we're winning games by 12.2 points per game. I mean, the fact that we won the last game by 41 and this game by 17 doesn't hurt. Wow, we won the last two games by 58 points. That's ridiculous. Toronto Raptors scoring almost 107 a game and only giving up 94.7. Incredible. In fact, that qualifies us, I believe, for the number two offense in the league. Only behind Dallas. Oh, and Golden State, so the number three offense in the league. Very impressive stuff here from your Toronto Raptors. So let's get to this box score. And I'm seeing a lot of plus signs on the Raptor side. Only blemish on the Raptors is T. Ross. Didn't realize he had such a rough game. He's minus 17 out there. Yeah, only 2 points, 1 of 5, 1 rebound. Didn't make a huge splash. But the big... Let me start with the big guy here. Sweet Lou Williams. 9 of 19 from the field. 15 for 15 from the free throw line, which is monstrous. 4 rebounds, an assist, 3 steals. Plus 37 on the floor. Plus 37. That's ridiculous. No other Raptor even near him in that number. The closest is Patrick Patterson at plus 20. And 36 points in the ballgame for Lou Williams. Phenomenal game. And by the way, that 9 of 19, one of those was a half-court heave. So give him 9 of 18, really. Give him credit just for taking the shot. A lot of players don't take that shot just so they don't hurt their stats. So we got one player with 36, Lou Williams. I believe that's his career high. And then you get Kyle Lowry with 23 points. He's 11 of 12 from the free throw line, 8 assists. And DeMar DeRozan doing his thing with 20 points, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 7 of 8 shooting. So Lowry actually was only 5 of 14. So not great shooting from our starting guards, but Lou Williams making up for it. Big time. Big time. And Jonas also had a solid game. Doesn't show up that much in this box score, but he was 4 of 5. He had 5 rebounds, 8 points, and he played big. He played like a big man. Didn't cough up the ball too many times, didn't get stripped a lot, had a couple of blocks. Nice ball game from the Raptors all around. And the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, LeBron, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying. It's just boring to watch. 6 of 12 from the field, 15 points. We did have 10 assists. That's nice, but it's just not... I don't know. For a whole podcast? I don't know. So every single Cleveland Cavalier, by the way, in the minus. Aside from Lou Amundson, who only played 4 points. Or 4 minutes. So he was... zeros across the board, but... yikes. Ugly box score for them. And let me say this. The Raptors and the Cavs, their field goal percentage, very similar. The Cavs actually shot the ball better. They shot 43%, 35 of 81. The Raptors only 32 of 80. The big difference in this ball game was Lou Williams. Raptors made 5 more threes, although they attempted 8 more. But the big difference, really, was the free throws. I know I say it every game, but that was the big difference. The Raptors, 38 of 42, shooting 90% from the free throw line. That will win you ball games. And the Cavs, 20 of 29. So the Raptors make 18 more free throws. They attempt 13 more. They make 18 more. And they win by 17. It's easy math. So great job by the Toronto Raptors, number one in the league for the first time in franchise history. I am going to bask in this for as long as it lasts. I don't even care what happens the rest of the season. I got to be honest, this first month has been so awesome. It's just been such a gift. I mean, 20 years following these guys, and yes, we've had our ups, but this is something else, number one in the league. I don't think anyone expected this. They're just playing fantastic basketball. Hats off to the players. Hats off to the staff. Just phenomenal. Just phenomenal ball club right now. Just maxing out. This is what, you know, the Raptors are really maxing out. We're using everything that we have. And I should say, we're continuing this run without James Johnson. I was worried. particularly against the Cavs, I thought James Johnson would have been a nice matchup against LeBron. Like, would have been really good on the defensive end, but turns out we didn't really need that much help. We only took 12 shots. So, Raptors improving to 11-2 on the season. Absolutely incredible. So pleased with these guys. All right, that's it for this ball game. Raptors, with a bit of a test coming up on Monday, we're taking on the Phoenix Suns, who don't make a huge splash, but they are 9-5, and they are in the Western Conference, so they're a decent ball club as well. They're not too far behind the T-Raps, and I'm sure they got this one circled. They'd like to pick up this ball game. The Raptors back at home at the ACC, so I'll check in with y'all on Tuesday with hopefully some more good news. All right, thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam.
Peace.